when Scruggs come in here, though, they claim to, what I've read, that Scruggs like to took the show over.
That's what I heard.
Yes, sir. He like, in fact, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm a North Carolina boy, and I'm not saying because I'm from North Carolina, and I'm thank God that I'm that he lets me sing good, he lets me pick good. But to my understanding, when Scruggs went with Bill, that's where bluegrass started, really.
Yet, Sally Ann was doing an accordion. There was an electric guitarist.
Yeah, that's right.
And there was a frailing banjo.
Yeah.
And Bill still called that
bluegrass.
Bluegrass.
That's right. But still, when the drive got into bluegrass is when Scruggs went with it. That's when the drive really. See, Scruggs was not the best singer in the world, but he sung good with groups. He sung good bass. He sung good baritone. Mm-hmm. But that rascal's timing on that banjo and his playing was perfect.
That's right.
It was just like a what you might well say like a machine. And he come in there and he threw the drive to it, see, and that really put the blues sound.
Oh, he had blues notes as well.
Oh yeah, Earl's got some blues notes too. You know, all this. I've heard a man say one time, said, this man built banjos, and I thought to myself, man, you better quit building banjos. Down in Georgia, I was down at his place, and he said, well, I didn't argue with him. If I had a medium, got in a fuss, you see, because Earl Scruggs, in my book, is one of the finest banjo pickers ever lived. And he said, well, Earl Scruggs never picked over the fifth fret on a banjo. Well, I'm sorry, he better go back and listen to some old records that Platt and Scruggs done, Bill Monroe done, and they'll find out what that man was doing. Mm-hmm. He hadn't listened to no Scruggs stuff. If he had, he'd have surely known better than that. Mm-hmm. Because that man worked a banjo over back in his younger days. I mean, he might be down on the bottom end of the neck at one time, and the next second he'd be plumb up to the hide on the next time, see.
Yeah, Sally Ann's good.
That's right. And that's not just Sally Ann. I'm talking about backing. I'm talking about backup stuff like you might say and Down the Road and Head Over Heels in Love with You. Let some of them listen to that. They'll find out where the man went to. I mean, any banjo picker that don't say Earl Scruggs is probably one of the finest in the world is something other bad wrong with him. Was my book. His style, there ain't never been nobody else that could surpass him.
So that's where bluegrass music began.
That's where bluegrass music, and to my, far as I'm concerned, began.
What was it then?
And I'm not putting down Bill Monroe.
Yeah.
Bill Monroe's a fine person. Bill Monroe is a fine musician.
If it weren't for him, it wouldn't be there in the first
place.
That's
exactly right.
So what was the idea that Monroe had in the first place? Was it sort of like a Glenn Miller? He was just looking for something.
Yes, sir. He was looking. Bill was looking for something different. See, and when he got Lester Flatt with him, and Earl Scruggs, then he had what he was looking for. He had to blend. He had to drive. He had the blues. He had it all together. He had what he'd been looking for years.
Mm-hmm. So when you came,
and Bill Monroe is no fool, man.
Did you take Rudy Lyle's place?
No, sir. I took. If you hadn't said Rudy Lyle, I could have told you the place I took. No, Rudy was with him long before I was. Oh. Well, I was not long before I was either. I was with him, and then Rudy was with him. Then I was with him. Then I left him, and then he come back, and some other people was with him, and I went back with him, see?
Yeah.
But Rudy was with him before I was.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to...
But I didn't take Rudy's place. I took Ellis. What was his name?
Tony Ellis.
Tony Ellis's place.
That was in 63, though.
Well, he was with him before then, though.
Oh.
Yeah, Tony, if I'm not mistaken, Tony was with him before then. What's the man's name before Tony?
Well,
I seen a book the other day. And I can't think of the man.
Wasn't Porter Church, was it?
No, it wasn't Porter. I remember Porter. Porter played with Charlie, too, back in 56, before I did, with Charlie Monroe.
Right.
Yes?
We're all up on the second floor when you get through.
No, well, wait for me, because I don't know where you're at, okay? I'll be with you in just a minute.
Well, I'm not rushing.
51, it was Rudy. Let's see.
Yeah.
In July, there's Rudy still. 51, later on. 52 in June.
Get up around 59 or 60, and I can tell you who it was.
But you were there in
54 the first time. But I didn't stay with the man but 3 days that time.
Oh, okay.
But I took Hubert's place at the time. Hubert Davis.
Hubert in 54.
Yeah. I took Hubert Davis's place that time.
And 56.
58. 57. 58. Buck Trent was picking the banjo.
Oh, Joe Stewart.
Joe Stewart, that's
57.
Right.
57.
Okay, 58. It was Buck Trent he had. All right, he called me and took Buck off the banjo and put him on a guitar and put me on the banjo. But I didn't stay with him that time for 7 days.
How about Ray Goins? Where'd he come in?
Who's that?
Ray Goins.
I don't know him.
The Goins brothers?
I know the Goins brothers. I don't know. I've heard of Ray, but I don't know him that much.
With Merle Taylor, Red Taylor, Melvin Ray, and Billy Edwards.
Billy Edwards, yeah, I remember Billy Edwards. But Billy Edwards was a banjo player. Billy Edwards played with Jimmy Martin. He never played with Monroe, not banjo.
Oh, maybe this is all incorrect then.
And then there was dang it, I'm pretty sure I took Tony Ellis's place in 61. I'm not really sure of that. But they've got it all in the Hall of Fame down there. They're supposed to have.
Oh. Birch, Roger Smith.
Yeah, Roger Smith. Jim, I remember Roger. In fact, Roger played with Jim Eanes when I played with Jim Eanes. So back in the 50s, after Alan Shelton left.
63, Ralph Rensler.
Now go back to 58 or 9.
Okay. I'm missing that information. I'm 58. I just have band members at this time. The information I got is Red Taylor on the fiddle, Melvin and Ray Goins, and Billy Edwards. Of course, he did a lot of work with Jim Eanes and the Shenandoah Valley Boys.
And he done it with Red Smiley, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember. He never played with Bill that I know of.
In Nashville, in November 60, Bobby Smith joined the Bluegrass Boys.
That's right.
Filling guitars as members include Bill Monroe, Charlie Smith.
I don't remember Charlie either. But
Tony Ellis and Beth.
Tony Ellis. Tony Ellis is the one I took his place.
Oh, okay.
Tony Ellis.